In Florida, search and rescue efforts continue in the hardest hit places, which include Fort Myers, which was leveled by Ian. Local medical examiners are working to confirm fatalities, and right now around 2 million Floridians have no electricity. This morning, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke.
Clearly, you know, it's packed a big wallop. You know, when you look at some of these things, like you see a house totally washed out, and it's just nothing but a concrete slab on Fort Myers Beach. You know, you just pray to God that no one was in that.
Let's bring in NPR's Liz Baker in Northport, Florida. That's right around where Ian first made landfall. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Scott.
What is the extent of damage you're seeing right now?
Well, right where I am right now, the damage isn't too bad. This area got hit mostly by the winds. The eye wall was so big in this storm that there's really damage along such a wide swath of the coast. And that's wind. And then, as you mentioned, Fort Myers, which was right on the shore, got that storm surge, which was upwards of 12 feet we're hearing, and just washed away homes. I'm sure you've seen some of the pictures from drones of just homes just washed away, the beach completely gone.
Is everything still standing where you are?
Where I am, yeah, it's okay. More that trees are down. This area here was more of the wind, and so you see these really thick trees that are snapped in half like toothpicks. Very dramatic. We were driving around yesterday near a small airport, and one of the planes had been blown right into somebody's garage.
Oh wow.
It's really the wind here, and then you also do see some of the water damage around where I am. A lot of it is from the storm surge. When it came in, it flooded up these rivers, and so even people who were pretty far inland were getting this storm surge, getting some of this backwash from the hurricane, and got stuck in the floodwater.
Liz, you have spoken to individuals along the way as you've been doing reporting. What did they tell you?
Well, it's pretty devastating to hear. People have lost everything. Even people who didn't lose everything, people whose homes are okay, they're still having trouble getting around. There's no power. It's really hard to call people. It's hard to call loved ones if you have family in some of these areas, family maybe that didn't evacuate, and you want to check in on them. It can be really hard to know right now because communications are down. Sewage is down. Water is down. It's really hard for people because, you know, they had to survive the storm, and now they have to survive the storm's aftermath, too.
Did you speak to is it a mother and her daughter?
Mm-hmm.
You have some sound of that?
Yeah, so yesterday when we were going around, we were also in Northport where I am today, and like I mentioned, some of these rivers and canals have been flooding. And we spoke with Alva Solte. She was in the community of Country Club Ridge. That's in Northport, and that flooded. They're right next to a canal, and so they got, she was saying, water up to her shoulders, and she was just terrified.
Wow.
All night as Ian raged around her. There was no break in the storm for them to try and escape. Here she is.
My daughter came down from Sarasota with a canoe and got us out.
I'll never stay again for one. They say it's coming, I'm gone.
Well,
so a lot of people down there were caught by surprise.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. And those are Floridians saying that. You know, these are people who are used to these storms. But Ian was just so massive. And it was so much more destructive. People who lived through Charlie, people who remember last year or 2017, some of the storms that came through here, they're all telling us that this was many, many, many times worse in magnitude. And that woman, Alva, she did finally get out by canoe. A lot of people in that neighborhood were coming out on canoes and kayaks, on air mattresses that were floating with their pets. Her daughter, Andy, and her daughter-in-law, Tina Krasinski, they came down from Sarasota with canoe, and they paddled in to get Alva out of their flooded house.
Okay.
Here she is.
All the houses that we passed, probably 75% of the houses still have people in it.
But the current is really coming in now. It's hard to even walk through it.
NPR's Liz Baker reporting in Northport, Florida. Liz, travel safe, and thank you.
Okay, thank you.